You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And then Friday doesn't even really count. Friday is like the weekend because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we're going to have fun. And I'll get back to your calls in a minute. But I want to do one quick thing on the reckoning and get to an email or two first. I heard this out of Heavy D last night.
We need a reckoning for what this government did during COVID-19. That includes the mRNA shots. So I'm going to go in there, CDC, NIH, FDA. We're going to clean house. There's going to be a reckoning because right now nobody's been held accountable for any of the damage. And they're going to try to do it again. When I'm president, this will never happen to our country ever again.
Thanks.
I like that we finally have people talking about a reckoning. Whether that reckoning is ever going to come, I don't know. But the reason I've been adamant about a reckoning for so long is this. If all the bad people get away with what they did, then the next group of bad people and the group of bad people that's still there, they're going to do it again. When it's part of the reason, you ever hear the story of criminals? You ever study criminology very much? And how they start small and get big. You ever do any stories about mafia guys, mob guys? It's hilarious to read them. They're all the same. Virtually identical, every one of them. He starts out as a poor Italian immigrant, son of Italian immigrants. And then he gets into some petty street crime. You know, stealing oranges from the street vendor. And then eventually it escalates a little bit from there. He ends up sticking up a guy, armed robbery. And then he's shoplifting. And soon, one day, he's committed 35 hits for the Gambino family. The government works the same way. It works exactly like the mafia. These people abuse us, and unless somebody stops them, they never stop. They're never incentivized to stop. 31 states, I'm looking at a headline right here, 31 states still recommend face masks against COVID. We now know, not only did face masks not do anything, they did harm. The people with face masks did worse than those without them. People have their lungs filled up with microplastics because, surprise, surprise, God didn't make you to wear a stupid mask over your face. They were never effective, and more than half the states of this country still recommend them because no one has been sent to prison for the lies. Nobody. Randy Weingarten, affectionately known as Communist John Denver on the show, she's out there blaming the pandemic for poor math scores. And everyone's freaking out. Oh my gosh, what a liar. What a liar. She's the one who shut down the schools. Yes. Why is she so comfortable going on television now and lying without end? Because nobody ever arrested her and put her on trial for what she did to America's children. So she feels comfortable with that voice of hers out there all the time on TV now, running her fat mouth. I can't stand it. Oracle. I was reading a book about the Roman Empire under Claudius and came across this gem. Quote, the only way to win the respect of the Germans was to treat them brutally. The Spaniards could be impressed with the courtesy of a conqueror, the French by his riches, the Greeks by respect for the arts, the Jews by his moral integrity, the Africans by his calm authoritative bearing. But the German, who is impressed by none of these things, must always be struck to the dust and struck down again as he rises and struck again as he lies groaning. While his wounds still pain him, he will respect the hand that dealt them. And the guy says, all I could think was nothing's changed in 2,000 years. You came to mind and I thought you'd see the obvious connection to today's communists. Love your show and you do promos better than Rush did. But he's still the great one. He will always be the great one. And his name is Jonathan. Look, that's exactly how we have to deal with these people. They only understand fear and pain. Has your red state passed anti-communist laws lately? I bet the answer is no. Florida's one of the only ones who has. All right. Get some of these. Rich, Ohio, go.
Hey, you're very gifted. I wanted to bring out that God has blessed you in a miraculous way with a tremendous amount of talent. You're on the spot with your talking points and your in-depth research and the way you're able to bring out the history from around the world centuries ago to the light of today. It's truly a blessing. In this great country, which I started out to think to myself, which was stolen, but it wasn't stolen. It was taken over by the greedy individuals that desire to be drawn by the power of the enemy. And they've fallen into this, and everyone has fallen into the angel of darkness. So the devil comes in so many ways, and one of the biggest decisions.
Yeah, he's a good point. Patrick, San Diego, go.
Hey, Jesse, just a note, when you're doing your live Rough Greens commercial spots, you sometimes say dog food is dead, or brown food is dead, but sometimes the sentence gets put together and you say, your dead dog's food, and I'm afraid that means that
do I say that? No way. Yeah. Well, don't feed your dead dog, Patrick. That wouldn't be good at all. Do I say your dead dog's food? Oh, no. Well, listen, I hope your dog is still alive. And while I would recommend Rough Greens for every dog, maybe I should clarify, you should only try to give Rough Greens to your dog if he is still alive. If your dog is dead, in fact, I bet even naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black would back me up on this. I bet if your dog is dead, you won't see the same benefits from Rough Greens that you would if your dog was alive. So if you have a dog that's still living, I would recommend Rough Greens because it actually gives them real nutrition and then their coat looks shinier and their breath gets better and they live longer. So, and they give out free bags of it, 833-33-MY-DOG. That's where you get a free bag, or roughgreens.com/Jesse. But if your dog is no longer alive, you will not see the same benefits. Even the breath is going to get worse. There's nothing you can do about that. Only if your dog is alive. I want to make sure I'm crystal clear on that. Doug, Virginia, go.
Yes, I would ask your colleague if you would consider. We keep hearing that the immigration system is broken. And I have wondered, you know, is it broken or is it just where it is because of neglect and unenforcement for the last 30 or 40 years? And if they're maybe just saying it's broken as a cover to manage it and redo it and to be more suitable to current political climates for both parties.
It's actually worse than that. It's actually worse than that. And some of these have opened up now. 877-377-4373. You know how we talk a lot about language leads to mindset and mindset leads to performance. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. If I have to wake my son up, if I'm going to wake my son up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and we're going to throw on 30 pound packs and we're going to go for a 5 mile ruck, I'm not going to tell my son before bed that, hey, we got a super light workout in the morning. I don't even think you'll sweat. I wouldn't even bother drinking water. Anyway, don't stress it at all. because then he's going to wake up with the wrong mindset because of my language and his performance. He's going to frap out. He's going to die in about the first mile. But if I tell him before we go to bed, we got a brutal ruck in the morning, drink water and rest and get up ready to roll, then his mind will be ready and he's ready to roll. We use wrong language all the time. The immigration system is broken. Our border is broken. This is broken. It's broken. It's not broken at all. Half of the country, the entire Democrat Party, it's more than half, the entire Democrat Party and probably 25%, maybe 30% of the Republican Party want the border open. They want the border open. And it's actually worse than that now. I have something here. Where is this? Oh, here it is. Arizona Sheriff. This is from the Epic Times. Illegal immigrants are being handed $5,000 good as cash Visa gift cards paid for by the American taxpayer. Says $5,000, Chris. That's what he says. Is Mark Lamb out of Arizona. The immigration system is not broken. That's a lame, pathetic, ineffective talking point that's not accurate at all. Nefarious forces within our country have opened up our border on purpose with the intention of flooding this country full of illegal immigrants. Why? Because they want to replace normal Americans with people they have bought off with citizenship and $5,000 Visa cards so they can keep their power forever, so they can burn this country down. When we use language like the immigration system is broken, we are way underselling how evil these people are and how evil their intentions are. I hate that stuff. This human being, he didn't commit an oopsie at the border.
What Senate Republicans are pushing for really right now is very similar to H.R. 2, which passed the House, the Secure the Border Act. And just to name a couple of things in it, construction on the border wall, increase the number of Border Patrol agents, limit asylum, narrow the president's parole powers. Why is that unpalatable to the administration?
I would say two things. One, we've presented proposals that address the situation, that provide real practical solutions, and also do not do violence to our fundamental values.
That human being opened up the border on purpose. He didn't. Whoops, I broke it. Did I drop the China? All right, we still have a bunch left. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still love that song. That's such a great song. One of those one-hit wonder bands, Traffic. I know we're going to have a bunch of older school people who think they had more than one song, but they didn't have more than one song. Anyway, Dear Mr. Fantasy, that's a great song, Chris. I'm glad I thought to play that as we came back. I thought of that, not Chris. All right, quit. Focus. We have calls to get to. These are going well. Everybody's, notice how on point everyone is. Well, most everyone is, Chris. Ready to go. No small talk. That's what I'm talking about. I did accidentally hang up on Howard. I do feel bad about that. But it wasn't twice. No. The other people were on purpose. Howard was an accident. But anyway, that's how it goes. Chad, Vermont, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse. Tommy Tuberville question about the hold off on the promotions for the military, about how he stands on the abortion. And he was holding out for some reason, and then all of a sudden just threw the towel in. It seemed like he had the mindset, but it didn't lead to the performance. And so he gave in on those, but he's still holding off on the 4-star general promotion. Why is that, and why did he just give up on it?
It's a very good question, Chad. For those who maybe couldn't hear him or whatnot, it is a good question. Tommy Tuberville, Republican senator, has been doing something wonderful. They have. I'll put this in the most basic words because a lot of the stuff gets way confusing. I get confused. You get confused. We all get confused. They have, in order to save time and effort, because these people are weapons grade lazy, they have kind of these blanket systems for military promotions as far as the Senate goes. When you want to move from 3-star to 4-star, 2-star to 3-star, so on and so forth, you need to get approval from the United States Senate. They have to sign off on you. Well, they've, of course, just like they do with the CR, the continuing resolution, they've moved into this kind of blanket approval thing where instead of General Idiot having to step in front of the Senate and get voted on, yes, no, we like General Idiot, we don't like General Idiot, instead General Idiot gets put in with General Selfish, General Lead from Behind, General Passes Woke Mandates. They all get put into one big sack. And they say to the Senate, hey, can we just have blanket approval on all these? And the norm, of course, has been to say, oh, sure, approve them all. That's good. Well, the Biden administration is currently breaking the law. The military is breaking the law. Funding abortions is against the law for the United States military. So Tommy Tuberville stepped up and stopped it because he had the power, and I won't get into all the details why, he had the power to stop these blanket approvals. Hey, no more blanket approvals. Remember, he didn't stop approvals. You could still bring each one of these people to the Senate floor and vote on them, and they did with some. He stopped the blanket approvals for a while, about 10 months, if I remember right. About 10 months, he stopped the blanket approvals. And then, we talked about it a little bit last night on the show, he just decided to stop that. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm very torn on how I feel about this. Actually, that's not true. I'm really mad about it. I'm really mad he stopped it. At the same time, I do have appreciation that at least one United States senator used the power of his office to try to do some good and save a life. Why did he stop? Look, I have a million cynical answers I could give you. These guys love being in the Senate. And let's be honest. Just you and me talking here, let's be honest. Wouldn't it be cool to be a United States Senator? Chris, up for election every 6 years, buddy. Every 6 years. These guys like being a senator. I've been in Senate offices. I'll tell you the difference. I've been in a million House offices and Senate offices. You walk into a normal House member's office, if they're a House of Representatives member, it's a two or three office, right? The congressman has his, and it's a good size office. And then his chief of staff will have his own office. And then you'll have five interns and various people working in very little cubicles. And that's kind of your little fiefdom if you're a member of the House. It ain't that way in the Senate. Senators, they have wings to themselves. Wings to themselves, which it makes sense, right? A senator is technically, he has charge over an entire state, whereas a House member has charge over a portion of the state. But, dude, it's a good life to be a senator. Like my buddy told me one time, senators don't need to make reservations in Washington, D.C. You're Senator whoever. You walk into the steakhouse and say, I want to sit here and eat. And they say, yes, sir, Senator Kelly. Let me grab that table for you, Senator Kelly. Is that the reason why he caved? Because of all the pressure coming from the various sides? Maybe. I don't know. I'm really disappointed that he caved. We finally had somebody making a real stand, doing something good, and he was making people mad. And that's what makes me mad. The second people really started getting hot about it, you had Schumer complaining about it. Remember, there were, of course, a couple low-T GOPers complaining about it. Oh, my gosh, Tuberville. Oh, my gosh, Tuberville. And the second the pressure campaign heated up, that was last week or the week before, all of a sudden he stops holding out, and now it's over. I give him credit for holding out for a while. I do. That's more than the others did, right? I guess we can't demand perfection, you and I, but I wanted more. But I always want more. Maybe that's on me. Maybe that's on me forever expecting more. All right. I'm going to get to more of these, and I really am. These have been awesome. You guys have been awesome, but let's get to an email here. Jesse, listen to this. Pay attention to this. You said Chalk Male Vitality Stack would work, and you were right. I had a brain tumor which made my entire body go into shock for the last 10 years, and T levels were at the lowest of the low. I am now 60 years old, but the data from my doctor shows the blood work over the last 2.5 years raised my T4 levels over 58%. My wife tells me that my mood is also much better, which has added benefits. And I'm not going to read his T levels. It's just too personal, but he sent him in. Thanks, Jesse. He did say I can use his name. His name is Mike. Gentlemen, it's not just the other added benefits of a male vitality stack. A better mood. Are you down a lot? Your T levels might be low, man. It might be chemical. Is your energy draining? Your T levels might be low. Give it 90 days. This guy, look, 2.5 years. That's about what I've been, roughly 2 years now. My gosh, the difference in how I feel. But in 90 days, you'll know. All right? Chuck.com. It's Christmas special time. Take advantage of the sales. Don't miss out on a Christmas sale and come back in January. Oh, dang it. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Stop agonizing over it and give it a shot. 90 days. If it doesn't work, cancel the friggin' thing. It does. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, male vitality stack. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, sorry, Chris. I thought you were queuing up the dome sound with that song. Anyway, it is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get back to the calls in a second, but quick update on the Hunter Biden stuff. You know, about 30 minutes ago, as a journalist, I broke to you that Hunter Biden was facing charges. We now have a little bit more details. He's been indicted by a federal grand jury out of California on 9 counts, including multiple felonies. I don't know how big of a deal this is. I could see this potentially being a gigantic deal. It's one thing for Joe Biden to do my son didn't do anything wrong. I love my son thing. While he's kind of in limbo, while he's officially being charged with multiple felonies, Is this the final thing the system will use to kick Joe out the door and welcome in Governor Jailhead from California? I don't know. We'll see. This is not good for Joe Biden, though. And hey, that's good for us. It's not good for the Bidens. It's good for us. Unless, of course, it means he drops out and Newsom steps in. Then we're in trouble. Anyway, it is what it is. Fran in Massachusetts. Go, Fran.
You speak as I think, so I like it. But I'm wondering, what is this talking to phantoms? Is there a Chris? Is there somebody else out there? Or are you only the lonely over there? It bothers me to know.
Fran, do you think there's a Chris?
No.
You don't think there's a Chris? You just think I'm talking to myself in here?
Not quite sure. Probably to yourself, not, but to somebody, probably to the man who answers the phone.
What about Michael? Do you think there's a Michael?
I would imagine he's the one that answers the phone.
Fran, you know, this lack of trust is hurtful. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say to that is the lack of trust is hurtful. Kenton, Pennsylvania, go. Or no, Washington. Sorry, Kenton, you're in a different state. Washington, go.
Oracle, question for you. I heard discussion on a radio show earlier theorizing that with the elections, if Trump is convicted of his insurrection trial and thrown in jail, then that could possibly lead to civil unrest if he is prevented from being on the ballot or even running. What are your thoughts on this? Listen, thank you.
You did the Maria Salazar thing at the end. Is there going to be civil unrest when they convict Trump? No one can know for sure. I don't think so. This is what I foresee when they convict Trump. I foresee a lot of shock. I think it's going to be a lot for Norm and Norma to handle. Honestly, a lot of people who consume right-wing media are going to be shocked because their hosts lie to them about it all the time. They won't bring it up. They act like it's ridiculous. Because the charges are ridiculous, it won't happen. So people will be shocked. They're not mentally prepared for it. I do see there being a lot of outrage as far as civil unrest, people taking up arms and taking it to the streets and things like that. I don't see that America anymore. And I say that really because of COVID lockdowns. I remain shocked and, to be honest, disappointed at how compliant the land of the free was when the government told them to go home, close your business, lose your job, wear this, take that. The American people, not just the left, the American people were really, really accepting of tyranny at the drop of a hat. Now, there'll be a lot of outrage. There'll be a lot of shock. And I believe, and I've told you this before, the FBI, I believe they're prepping the ground already to descend on the American right like you can't even imagine in the wake of that conviction. I think that really is one of the main benefits for them. And remember, Trump can't vote for himself, but he can still be voted for, and he can still be on the ballot. They're trying to remove him off the ballot, as I warned you they would. They have so far failed, so let's hope those efforts still fail. If he ends up being the nominee, let's hope he's on the ballot. But he will not be able to vote for himself. You know, Chris Christie spouted off with this last night, and I hate Chris Christie, and you probably do too, but none of what he said here was wrong.
I want you all to kind of picture in your minds Election Day. You'll all be heading to the polls to vote. And that's something that Donald Trump will not be able to do because he will be convicted of felonies before then and his right to vote will be taken away. You know,
that's going to be a lot for everybody to handle. Look, I know it's coming and it's going to be a lot for me to handle. But I do not picture mass civil unrest. I picture a big FBI crackdown for the civil unrest that mostly takes place online. It will take place online. And I just want to remind every one of you that, quote, patriotic group, that group of patriots you're in, that Facebook group, you're that on Twitter, they're the man, they don't tread on me flags. He loves America like I do. The guy who's suggesting illegal things, violent things, after Donald Trump gets convicted, the guy who goes into your Facebook group chat and says, it's time, we can't vote our way out. Get your weapons, boys. He works for the FBI. He's trying to entrap you and make sure you go to prison for the rest of your life. Your Patriot group has FBI informants in it. Doesn't mean you have to leave it. But the guy who suggests something illegal, you need to kick him out immediately because he's a Fed trying to entrap everybody. All right? Again, I'm not rooting against you. I'm rooting for you, trying to protect you here. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go, boss.
Man, you catch me at the most inopportune times, but that's all right. You are so right on that. People need to really exercise caution, you know, and the amount of people going to jail for January 6th just keeps climbing and climbing. Now, you know, I do want to say a couple things that's going to tie you and Vivek and Karl Rove together. Now, you, of course, said that you grew up, you knew your convictions and knew who you were, but you knew it because your parents and everything. Vivek came up through the educational system, very highly educated, and you don't know the rest of the background, but he's very, very successful. But the way he talked at this thing, I become more and more of a Vivek supporter. And today I heard Karl Rove on another radio show, and he was going after Vivek saying that he was pushing conspiracy theories about January 6th being an inside job and a few other things. And, of course, you know, he's very establishment. And even Glenn Beck had said on his show that Nikki Haley having BlackRock as a backer is like having Hamas as a backer.
That's bad. That Jamie Dimon supporting her is bad. And again, like this is Jamie Dimon. I'm not even a big crypto guy, but this is Jamie Dimon. Why is he so adamantly against crypto?
I've always been deeply opposed to crypto, Bitcoin, etc. You pointed out the only true use case for it is criminals, drug traffickers, anti-money laundering, tax avoidance, and that is a use case because it is somewhat anonymous, not fully, and because you can move money instantaneously, and because it doesn't go through, as you mentioned, all these systems have built up over many years, know your customer, sanctions, OFAC, they can get bypass all of that.
I'm immediately suspicious whenever anybody in the system says we have to keep these rules in place because the criminals will use it. That's the exact same argument they use for that FISA stuff so they can spy on us without end. In fact, Christopher Wray just got done giving testimony in front of the Senate. It sounded almost identical to what Jamie Dimon just said about crypto. Well, the criminals. What about the criminals? Oh, my gosh, look at all the crime. You're the freaking criminals. You're the criminals. That's, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we'll knock out a couple more of these things here. Before we do that, let's do this. We have something awesome that happened. A matching grant has been given to Preborn. What does a matching grant mean? What does that mean? That means that when you give to Preborn now, through the end of the year, this is for the holiday season, your gift is matched from the grant. So whatever they can raise, it gets matched. So it's two for one. That $28 you were thinking about giving to Preborn and your name, your mom's name, husband's name, wife's name, whatever, that $28 in your name, I don't care, that's going to go to an ultrasound that saves a life, it becomes a twofer. Why not take advantage of that, especially in this season? And when you think about it, don't we all have so much? And there's a scared young lady right now who's about to make the worst decision of her life and the last decision of the baby's life. Let's save her and the baby. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save that woman and her child. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then tomorrow we come back for a national holiday. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I cannot wait for that, but I am going to try to finish these up, and there's lots of good ones, so let's churn and burn before I get the headlines. Paul, Alabama, go.
Jesse, two of your friends today were on the radio talk about queso versus salsa. Pontificate, brother.
You know, which Paul, I'm glad you called in and brought this up, as a matter of fact, because I heard about this. I used to have friends named Clay and Buck. They're on the Clay and Buck show earlier. And you know what? I think I'm still friends with Buck, but from what I understand, we were texting earlier. Clay came out today against queso, and I had previously liked Clay. You know, we have been friends, good human being, Like, our wives have hung out. Good dude. I really like Clay. But how could I ever trust somebody who besmirches queso? There's nothing that is as good as queso. And let me tell you something else. He was saying, you know, queso's worse than salsa. And I know everyone's going to say, Jesse, you're just white trash. Jesse, you're disgusting. Have you considered all the uses for queso? Mine goes way beyond chips. Okay. We have this one local place here where we get great queso from. And I will not only eat it with the chips when it comes, I will then put the extras in the fridge. I had it earlier tonight. Me, Chris, Michael, we got some food. I got a meatball sub that had fries with it. Oh, look at these French fries. I need to dip them in something. Over to the fridge. Warmed up the queso. Dipping fries in queso. Oh, what's that? The wife's making you eat a salad for dinner. Ah, what about your cholesterol? You know the best salad dressing on the planet? Queso. You want looking for something to put on your hot dog? Oh, should I go with the ketchup? Should I go with the mustard? Should queso. Try to do any of that with freaking salsa, Clay. I'm so disgusted with him. I need to text him. I might text him right now and let him know he's now my former friend. So there. That's how it goes. Oh, and one more thing. You know how I do my world-famous smoked queso, which is really just a queso recipe that I kind of half ripped off from about 25 different recipes online, and I worked on it forever until I perfected it? Do you know something? Here's something. And I'm going to make all my fellow pitmasters out there mad with this. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. I'm getting to be a pro with that pellet smoker. Anyway, if I go to some neighborhood party, and we do often, and it's one of these cookout parties, hey, I'm going to bring my ribs, and I'll bring my brisket, and I'll bring this, and I'll bring that. And those things are all delicious. I'm not dogging on those things. Guess what gets eaten first above all else? Jesse's world-famous queso. That's a fact. And of course, dudes love to deny that. No, I prefer the meat. Really? Because you're on your 15th bag of Tostitos and you've been parked over by my queso for an hour. Because so it really looks like you prefer the queso, pal. Lies. Dirty lies. Anyway, moving on. Steve, Denver, go.
Oracle, all this queso talk kind of leads me into my first point. I have to take umbrage with your moniker, the menu whisperer. It's not bad, but I don't think it's fitting for a 6'8" symmetrical communist killing anti-communist. So I would like to propose that you change your name to Gastrodamus.
Okay. I like that. That's definitely on the
just
short list, Steve.
All right, cool. And I do have a second point. You know, I listen to your show all the time, and you do the things we're thankful for, and we heard other callers calling in talking about the COVID lockdowns. One thing that did happen that came good out of the COVID lockdowns is my wife and I have been together about 18 years. And she, when we first met, total liberal Democrat all the way, cried when Trump got elected. I didn't spike the ball. I have the survival instinct. But during the COVID lockdowns, I was forced to work remotely at home. And she is self-employed, so she works at home as well. And I would listen to programs like Rush. I was listening to Rush and, Rush and all the guys that were on that. But anyhow, through osmosis, the message sunk into my wife. And since then, she has become a bloodthirsty conservative, registered Republican. Not that I agree with that so much, but gun-toting, you know. So, hey, there was one good thing that did come out of the COVID lockdowns was
dude, that is a great thing, man. That is a freaking blessing. That is a great thing. That is awesome. Congratulations. Does she have an emergency 3-month food kit though? Steve, don't ignore the question. Are you prepared? Everyone has heard me talk about my Patriot Supply a million times. You're going to hear me talk about them a million more times. Emergency food is just as important as that ammo supply you're so proud of. You know that, right? In fact, your ammo won't do any good at all if you're starving to death. These food dislocation problems get worse and worse and worse as they continue to assault the supply chain. You don't have to take drastic steps. You don't have to move to the countryside and grow your own fields of food, although that is awesome if you plan on doing that. You do need an emergency three-month food kit, though. They're $200 off right now. They don't do that all the time. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. All you do is add water and heat and eat. 2,000 calories a day, which you will need. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Take advantage while they're $200 off, all right? All right. Joan, Jersey, go.
Kelly, do you think that the communists want Trump in jail so they can kill him and call it suicide?
I've been asked this before. Do I think they're going to kill him? I have always thought this. I think they would have killed him had he been reelected. I have always believed that, and I do believe that. I think they would have just killed him. They don't need to kill him. Right, even evil people are aware if you kill somebody, you turn them into the ultimate martyr and it can backfire against you. Governments have always known this. Good guys, bad guys. You got to be careful who you kill. It's hard. Listen, it's not impossible, but it's hard to kill your way out of a problem. It is. It's that killing people usually involves making extra enemies. But I don't think they don't need to kill him. I think they'd prefer to humiliate him. I think that's going to be enough for them. They just want to make sure they completely destroy him financially and then throw him in prison. And you know the way Trump is. Even if they lock him in Mar-a-Lago instead of an actual prison, that's prison. And honestly, that's probably even worse for Trump. You're not letting him out. That would probably kill him in and of itself. And especially at that age, you take that away from him. So they don't have to kill him. They just have to crush him and remember the advantage they get out of that. That serves as an example to others who might be tempted to do the same. Making an example of him for these evil people is more important than killing him. And look, I was going to read it earlier. I didn't have a chance to get to it, but Biden campaign announced today they won't commit to doing any general election debates. And if you think about that, it's brilliant. If he's losing to Trump, but Trump's going through trials, Trump's a convicted felon, Biden can just say, I'm not debating a felon. I'd be wrong. I'm sitting this one out. And he hides in his basement again. And then they cheat their way through it. Friggin' ugly. Anyway, forget all that. Send me an email. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday time, basically beginning right now. Ask tomorrow. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is tomorrow. Email your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.